Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Estepar's first quarter 2022 earnings call. Mr. André Yazzi, CEO, Mr. Emilio Sánchez, CFO and IR Director, and Mr. Daniel Soraggi, Financial Planning Manager and IR Manager, are here with us today. This call is being recorded. All participants are in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. We will then have a Q&A session. Further instructions will be given then. If you need assistance during the call, please press star zero for an operator. This event is also being simultaneously broadcast via webcast at ri.estepar.com.br. The slides are also available there. Slide selection will be controlled by yourselves. The replay of this event will be available as soon as it's finished. Participants can submit their questions to Estepar. They'll be answered after the call is over. Before we proceed, any forward-looking statements are related to business perspectives, its projections, operational and financial goals. They are made up of beliefs of the company's senior management, as well as information currently available to the company. Future considerations are no guaranteed of performance because they involve risks, uncertainties, and premises because they relate to future events. They depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that overall conditions, industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect future results of the company. They may lead to results that may materially differ from those expressed in these premises. I'd like to turn over to Mr. André Yazzi. Mr. Yazzi, you have the floor. Good morning, everyone. I am André Yazzi. I am Estepar's CEO. I'd like to talk about the highlights of the first quarter. Thank you for attending. On page three, we have today's agenda. The highlights for the first quarter, and then results, and then our ESG agenda, closing remarks, and then our Q&A. On page five, let me talk about the highlights for the first quarter of this year. We've shown strong growth, a little above our expectation, to be honest. Net revenue was up 47.5% when compared to the first quarter of last year. Cash gross margin has already reached pre-pandemic levels at 22.7%. Our EBITDA margin is above pre-pandemic levels at 12.5%. That shows that the deleveraging that we expected is taking place. We are presenting important news. We brought that down to 11.4%, and we extended our short-term maturities. As far as market dominance goes, our portfolio grew by almost 18%, contracted positions in the coming months and years in 19 different locations. That amounts to 72,300 new parking spaces. And finally, our ESG governance is at full speed. We are now positioned amongst the companies that present the best practices and sustainability in the market. On to page six, let me talk about net revenue more specifically. Despite that strong growth we had in that revenue, historical seasonality gives us that confidence that the quarters to come will be even better, as well as our constant net revenue from Zona Azul. We're still at the ramp-up phase. That gives us even more confidence for better quarters to come. On to page seven now. We see a strong increase in digital transaction that is reaching 7.3 million transactions, or 14.5% of the company's total revenues. That has helped the company to drive its revenue at the current customer base of 3.4 million customers. Once we concluded Zoo Digital acquisition, we are going to have even more increase in these digital transactions and revenue from that area. That is in line with our AutoTech strategy. I'll turn over to Emilio Sanchez, Stelpar's CFO. Let's now look into our results. Over to you, Emilio. Good morning. Thank you for attending our call. This is the first for the year 2022. As usual, I would like to congratulate the entire team for this incredible quarter. We're talking about picking up revenue, our gross margins, and other financial indicators, as well as our debt and our cash position in late March 2022. On page nine, we have 646 operations in more than 387,000 parking spaces under our management. Very stable numbers when compared to last year's. Leased and managed and long-term contracts are on the rise. This is long-term contract. This is proof of our commercial team effort. Our focus is on the operational discipline, not losing focus on the quality of service. Our churn is within the target. That is an indication of our resilience. On the next page, let me talk about the expansion of operation and parking spaces. When closing Zoo Digital, we have eight new cities in our Zona Azul service. We have signed contracts for another 11 airports. We have a total of 460,000 spaces. When recovering revenue after the pandemic, we're not only focused on operational discipline, but also we are growing and positioning ourselves to become the number one player in the industry. On page 11, again, strong net revenue growth in all business segments. Traffic is back, and the routine is almost at pre-pandemic levels. Shopping malls, arenas, universities, office buildings are on the rise. 244 million in a more in a weaker quarter, a 47% growth when compared to Q1 of 21. Revenues are back on track very strongly. That gives us a lot of confidence for the remainder of the year. On page 12, our accounting gross profit for IFRS and pre-FRIC. No accounting impacts are included. You can see strong margin growth from 19 to over 55 million reals, 185% growth when compared to Q1 21. We're recovering our revenue and margins quarter after quarter. We have been highlighting that with investors and creditors, with strong revenue recovery and efficiency, cost management, and the maturity of our Zona Azul concessions. We're not only confident, but we are almost certain that we'll have better margins too. On page 13, we have EBITDA margins, recovering revenues, and better margins, just like we showed in late 2021. We're consistently going back to the positive sides on our EBITDA. Difficult quarters are history. We're have turned that page. This is a new growth cycle we're getting into. On page 14, we show our positive FFO. After quarters of negative FFOs, this is the first quarter we have achieved positive FFO. We're still suffering the impacts of high leverage. We're focusing on reducing our net debt, just like we've been saying, call after call. With recovering revenue, we're confident the FFO will substantially improve. On page 15, let me talk about the financial loss. We have improved 33% when compared to Q1 2021. Our losses, as our FFO, suffer from our high leverage numbers. Despite the recovery, some operations, especially some airports, are not enough to pay for the amortization and depreciation of past investments. Just like we said, we have been improving this indicator quarter on quarter. On page 16, this is our cash flow for the quarter. We started out with 119 million. We've had positive operational cash flow of 33 million. CapEx investments, 14.5 million, taking opportunities to help the company grow even further. Loans, financing, and interest payments amounted to over 78 million. We have focused on amortizing short-term debt, focusing our gross debt. March, we have 60 million reals in cash. On page 17, this is the net debt reduction when compared to Q1 of 2021. We have 757 million reals in March. Our bank gross debt came down from 962 million to 800 million. As you can see, we still suffer a strong pressure on the short term, not unlike what we've seen in previous quarters. With that strong recovery, a significant improvement in cash generation, the economic uptake of margins, we remain confident that the management we have shown throughout time and the credibility and the confidence of our shareholders, we're going to amortize and renegotiate part of our debt, focusing on growth and profitability. This concludes my presentation. Thank you for attending, and we remain confident that we'll bring better results in the quarters to come. Thank you. Thank you, Emilio. Okay, moving on. Item 3 on page 19 now. Let me give you some updates on the Estapar ESG Access agenda. We have defined that 100% of the company will have goals linked to the implementation of the ESG agenda. This is very important to be sure that the entire company is committed to the success of this agenda. We have also come up with a specific agenda in the People and Management Committee. It's now called Committee of People and Management and Sustainability. We have the constant monitoring of the board of directors of the company. Finally, we have put together 4 working groups that are multidisciplinary. Its goal is to implement and promote several of the initiatives that are part of this important ESG plan. In conclusion, I would like to say the following. Billing and cash generation are on the rise. Mobility is back on track. It's picking up above expectations. We have growing demand for parking spaces in our operations and the maturity of businesses we have contracted out in recent months. This, again, consolidates the trend of net revenue increase and cash generation. Financial discipline, focusing on reducing deleveraging and extending our maturities. Keep as one of our priorities. We'll be able to grow sustainably and reorganize our capital structure in the next few quarters. On April 1st last year, we have concluded the acquisition of Azul Digital. That's an important step for the company that will strengthen our competitive advantages in our core business, as well as multiplying opportunities in other growth avenues. The integration process has already started, and we are developing new features in our apps and our digital platform. They are taking place at full speed. ESG is something very serious, as I said before. The People Management Sustainability Committee and the Board of Directors monitor it. 100% of company employees do have goals linked to the success of the implementation of this important agenda. Once again, thank you for attending this call. I think we can now start our Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now start our Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star one. To remove your question from the queue, please press star two. Ms. Renata Cabral from Citibank asks the first question.
Good morning, folks. I have two questions. The first one is about the deleveraging. We've seen stronger indications of that goal. We've seen that important recovery in operational figures. You've talked about, you've been saying that you are going to bring that leverage number even further down. Would that include selling assets, or are there negotiations going on to that end?
Hello, Renata. It's great to talk to you. I am André. I'll turn over to Emilio. I just would like to say first, we're very pleased with the quarter's results. This is the result of good work the entire team has been doing, and we're very optimistic about the future. As to the deleveraging, your first question, and I'll give the floor to Emilio in a second. This is, of course, extremely important. With higher interest rates, any debt will suffer the most. We are focused on reducing that leverage, just like we've shown you. It's already been going on. Emilio, you may chip in.
Hi, Fernanda. It's great to talk to all of you again. Of course, we are aiming at reducing our gross debt, and as a consequence, the net debt will be brought down too. Almost 50 million was paid out of our debt. That was according to the plan. We have an operation that should be approved now, 90 million, 20 million in April, 70 million now in May. We are paying our upcoming debts, and we are negotiating more debt. Given the scenario, better revenue, better profitability, more cash generation, it's a lot easier to renegotiate our debt. We've been doing that for some time, and we may not run into difficulties from now on. We are planning selling some assets in our balance sheet, not from our core business, but assets that have been under our management for quite some time. This will give the company even more liquidity and help us achieve our goal. It's a very positive trend for the company. We have overcome the difficulties of those 2 years of the pandemic, and we're very confident we're having a great year.
Thank you.
Can I ask a second question?
Go ahead, go ahead.
When we look at the recovery you've had in the quarter, could you break down the recovery speeds of every business area, and what is the outlook for 2022? I can give you some high-level information about the topic. We were very positively surprised from the office buildings. We believed that recovery would be slower because of the home office or the working from home issue, and we are very positively surprised. There's substantial going back to office buildings and more cars when compared to what we had in the past. Airports that suffered dramatically, especially during school's out period, the vacation period, the recovery was a little above expectations. Should be 15% below historic levels. There's some room for improvement still. And in other areas are already reaching pre-pandemic levels or even better. Zona Azul operations, especially in the countryside, hospitals, arenas. We've seen arenas getting back on track, and the volumes are very positive. So that's mostly for entertainment. And shopping malls. And we see a strong recovery there too. Pre-pandemic levels, or even better, taking into account our mix. Our mix is nationwide. So maybe one segment or one company may be different from the rest. But overall, all sectors are getting back on track, are recovering. Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a good day too. Thank you. To ask a question, please press star one.
Good morning. This is Daniel. We have a question from Les Furtado. Do you believe that more cash generation, EBITDA recovery will continue in the quarters to come? And how is it going to play out?
Thank you for the question. Yes. The answer is yes, as we shown you in the presentation. Historical seasonality rather is weaker in Q1. So this would bring positive results for the quarters to come. And we believe that there's still room for improvement in some segments that haven't reached pre-pandemic levels. We've seen that in April and now in early May, that recovery trend continues. Having said that, we are very optimistic about the next quarters. This concludes the Q&A session. I'd like to turn over to Mr. André Yaze for his final remarks. Mr. Yaze, you have the floor.
Once again, I would like to thank all the employees. In the past 2 years, we had to overcome several hurdles,
our industry was considered as a key industry. So we never stopped. We worked relentlessly. And we're now reaping the harvest after this long and harsh winter. COVID, that was very sad. So that is part of the past now. We are going back to the old normal. We all dream about that normal. And the company numbers are a reflection of that. I remain optimistic because we see a growing trend in the quarters to come. So we feel confident that this is going to be a very good year. As to the deleveraging, we've said that time and time again, we are pushing in that direction. The acquisition of Zoo Digital is key to open up new avenues for growth. We'll be talking to the market soon to give you more detail about this very important initiative for the company in our digitalization effort. Once again, thank you for attending and hope to see you soon. Have a good day. Estapar's earnings call comes to an end. Thank you for attending and have a good day.